It seemed the more Christians were persecuted. Even after Diocletian effectively stabilized the empire, Christians were official scapegoats for whatever problems remained, and there were a lot of them. Elaborate loyalty tests were administered. Those Christians who would not burn incense before the emperor's statue or swear oaths against the Christian faith were executed. Not all Christians held to their beliefs under such horrible circumstances, but most did. Moreover, the courage of those martyrs who wouldn't give in won even more converts, proof that the secular Roman Empire was just a phase, and that a human being's true reward existed only in the heavenly kingdom of God. Contrary to popular belief, the Emperor Constantine the Great, 306 to 337 AD, did not make Christianity the state religion of Rome. He was not even baptized a Christian until just before his death. Rather, it looks though as though Constantine became interested in Christianity as he crawled his way up from a wannabe tetrarch to sole ruler of the Roman world. In 312 AD, Constantine and his troops stood at the Milvian Bridge just outside Rome, preparing to attack the army of his bitter rival, Maxentius. The chances of his success weren't good. As tradition has it, Constantine saw a vision of the Labarum, the Chi Rho monogram of Christ, and heard the Greek words, in tutui neka, in this sign, conquer. And history tells us that Constantine won despite stiff odds. This victory at the Milvian Bridge made Constantine the ruler of the Western Roman Empire. In 313, Constantine and his eastern counterpart Licinius issued the Edict of Milan.